right, the race winner for today, Shriners Children's 500, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20, Ream Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We're going to go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We will start there with Bob.
Bob, Christopher Bell, NASCAR driver. Did you pick me today?
No, I didn't. I did not pick you.
Bob's picks are notoriously the worst. If he picks you, or at least me, if he picks me, I don't win.
Yeah, I picked you last week.
I know, and I sucked.
So that was all you last week.
I'll own it, yeah. Well, you picked me, so you jinxed me.
All right, well, my question is, did you come into, you had that deal last week, flat tire, bad week. The last time you were here, you blew a brake rotor. So did you come in here an angry man, and did that matter?
I came in here a sad man, Bob. No, I was not angry. I was just sad. And, I don't know. I suck at, like, trying to stay upbeat after a run of bad races. And, you know, Atlanta was furthest from my fault, but it's still a 34th place finish. And then we had a 33rd place finish last week. So that was pretty sad. And, I try to not let that affect my driving. And then we showed up on Friday and had a bunch of pace, had a really good practice. So I was feeling a lot better about it after Friday.
So were you sad after a pit stop dropped you to 10th? And then during the pit stop cycles, you're around 20th.
Yeah, I went to mad. I was mad then. But, you know, I knew that mistakes happen, and I spun out last week. So I was nervous about getting up through there because passing was extremely difficult. And my car was not very good whenever I was back in traffic. On the restarts, I struggled to move forward. And it took me a couple laps for this field to get strung out before I could start making passes. So that was disheartening. And then whenever they flipped the yellow came out and flipped the strategy and buried us. I was probably less mad at that point than I was whenever we lost the lead from the pit stop. But at that point, it was just like, okay, well, if I get to 15th or 10th or whatever it is, it's going to be. And I think I got to the first car on four tires, and then it started looking a little bit more positive. I wasn't thinking win at all until I got to third behind the 54. And I knew the 19 didn't have enough gas to finish, and the 54 was on right side tires. So I knew that I was in pretty good shape at that point.
Go next to Jeff and then to Eric.
So obviously you come out here for the test, and you know, you leave feeling optimistic, and Toyota in general is like, oh man, like maybe we have something here. But at what point, you know, Friday, where you're like, okay, this is exactly what we thought, and we do have fast cars, and you know, I think we're gonna have something to work with here.
Well, I'm sure Adam knew that before I did, because he's seeing the lap times of like how we stack up against everyone else. And inside the car, you know, I thought that it drove pretty well, but you never know. Sometimes it drives really well and you're slow. So I was just out there making laps. And then after practice Friday night, whenever you go back and look at the lap times, it, you know, that's whenever it starts to sink in that, you know, we're going to have a shot at it. Saturday qualifying. Oh my gosh. I don't know what it is about qualifying at this racetrack, but it has my number. And it is, I think out of the five qualifying sessions that we've had, I've only made the final round once. And that's a huge deal. So coming back in November, we have got to make the final round of qualifying and see where we stack up. So Saturday was disheartening, and we'll definitely be focusing on that for November.
Go over here to your right to Eric.
Christopher, Eric List, BlazeRadio.com. First full weekend with the new short track package works out clearly for your favor, but your thoughts on it?
It was different. I don't think that it was any better in traffic, but it drove different. The car handled significantly different, and I'm sure that the racing probably didn't look much better, but it was different inside the car.
Cooper?
Christopher, when we talked yesterday, you said you didn't have a comment on the tires, but, you know, kind of just wanted to see your feedback after 312 laps. Obviously, it worked out pretty well in your favor today.
Yeah, I mean, the package that we had really liked the new tires, so it was good for me. and you know, bad for other people. So I'm sure that, you know, I'm going to say that it was great, and other people are going to say that it wasn't very good. But, yeah, I mean, the racing probably, in my eyes, wasn't much different than what we've had in the past.
Next, Juliana, then the Zach.
Hey, Christopher. Juliana Moeller, BlazeRadioOnline.com. As you said earlier, after the race, this is a very important track if you ever want to win a championship. After failing to finish last time here in November and already racing out here two times, how important is it to you to prove that you've had success here? And is there anything you learned today that will help you next time out here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we learned a lot. And so did everyone else, though. So, you know, it seemed like the Toyotas had the advantage this week. And I'm sure that everybody else is going to go back to the drawing board and be a lot more competitive whenever we come back. So, while it makes me feel optimistic about where we're at for the championship race, there's still a lot of racing and a lot of development that's going to go on between now and then. So I don't think you can look too much into what happens today for November. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great day to be in a Toyota.
We'll go to Zach, then to Lee, then to Brett and Michaela.
Zach. Zach Sterniel at NASCAR.com. Christopher, you talked about the emphasis of making the final round of qualifying when you come back here in November, but at the same time, you guys have had great long run speed both back in November and today. So is it worth sacrificing some of that, or would, do you think it would sacrifice any of that long run speed?
I mean, I have to be better on restarts. Even today, I was terrible on restarts and never moved forward until the field started stringing out. So, you know, today it worked out because the race stayed green. And we got a long green flag run in, and that played to my strength. But, you know, if the yellow flag comes out with 15 to go, 10 to go, the guy who restarts the best is going to win. So, you know, that's equally as important and arguably more important depending on how the yellow flags fall. And we know that I have to get better at that for November.
Okay, go Lee, Brett, Michaela, Dustin.
Christopher, Lee Spencer, Sirius NASCAR, XM Radio. I was just kind of curious that at the end, the Fords came out of nowhere. I mean, they didn't appear dominant all day long, and then they were there. And, I mean, you checked out to a five-second lead, but Buescher was able to get around Ty at the end. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, what was it like racing them, or were you surprised as well to see them up?
No, I don't think I was surprised. You know, the Buescher and Keselowski were really good at the previous race, I'm pretty sure. And I know Buescher was fast at the test, so I knew that they were going to be competitive. And I don't know what the tire strategy was behind me, but I do know that Ty was on two tires. So that's a really big disadvantage compared to at least myself. And I don't know if Buescher was on four or not, but Ty was definitely, you know, not in the best spot.
Go to your right, to Brett.
My name is Brett Sampson from Brigham Young University. Christopher, first and foremost, thank you for your win today. My mom can go to bed happy tonight.
Thank you.
And second,
thank you, Mom.
Second, how do you feel your test here in December helped your win today?
Yeah, I mean, the test in December, honestly, it's tough because we came here for 2 days and we tried, like, it feels like 18 different rules packages. And right before we put this package on the car, my engine blew up. So we came here for 2 days and I didn't even get to run the current rules package. So I had no idea and my team had no notes on it. But regardless, we showed a lot of pace no matter what the package was in December. So that was, we left here optimistic and it still, you know, paid dividends this weekend because we were really fast right off the truck.
We'll go to Michaela, then to Dustin, then to Dominic.
Hi, Michaela O'Bannon from the Lumberjack. So obviously, as we talked about just all weekend long, there's a new short track package. You know, there's new tires, new Toyota body, just a lot of new stuff. How much of this, of the new package, can you credit to today's win?
That's a good question. I don't know. It drove a lot different. I know I've already said that, but I guess less diffuser and more spoiler on the car made the car slide around a little bit. You could definitely drive it looser and more sideways than you could in the previous races. And, I think it definitely shook up the field. And whenever we come back in November, everyone's going to have a lot more development on these tires, on this aero package. So I would expect November to be a much different race. Hopefully the same winner, but I would expect it to be a much different race.
Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Can you take me back to after you were 20th on the restart? And at that point, I know you say you're not thinking about win, but a key moment was getting by the 45 because you're on the same strategy. Can you take me back on how you were able to do that? Because that seems like, in one sense, that's a very key move because he got stuck in the mess after that.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know how I passed him. The restarts are just so crazy here. You're three wide, four wide, and I have no idea. You don't even really see cars or car numbers at that point. You're just trying to go find clean air and run a lane that they're not in. But yeah, I broke through, and I knew that the 45 was on four tires, and he was, you know, clearly one of the best cars today. So whenever I got by him, I knew that. I still didn't think I was going to win, but I knew that I was in a good spot being the first car on my strategy.
And for as much as you talked about in the first stage on the radio about how tight the car was and the struggles there, you guys make the adjustments. Then in the second stage, I think it was like 50 to go. Adam's like, hey, you guys are in good shape. But he almost said, don't worry about the first two cars.
He did.
And you ended up racing everybody back and winning that stage. And I'm curious, when did you feel like that car was – as you're making the move, hey, there's something here. This is not like earlier, and maybe I can go get this stage win.
Yeah, probably, I don't know, 10, 20 laps into the second stage, and it wasn't immediate. Like, whenever we restarted stage two, I didn't get a good restart, and I was still struggling a little bit. But then once we got some separation, and I was able to move around and get clean air on my car, it drove better, and I was able to make passes. And you know, I didn't know that I was capable of winning the race until late in stage two, really whenever I got to third, and then, you know, I could see myself closing on the two leaders. So yeah, it wasn't until late in the second stage that I knew that I had a car capable of winning.
And what does this mean for this team? Obviously, you've been to the championship for the last 2 years. You've talked about, hey, so much can change between now and then, so there's still a lot of the season to go. But for you guys to be fast all weekend and to overcome obstacles, what does this do for this team at this point moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I just hope that this gives a little bit more insight to, you know, the world, the capability that the 20 team has. And I feel like the last 2 years through the next gen era, myself and everyone inside of our team has seen glimpses of the potential, but haven't really been able to live it to fruition yet. So, you know, I say this a lot, and there, you know, the rest is up to us to make it happen, but I feel like this is just the beginning. And, you know, making the final four and winning one or two races a year is that's not our end goal. Like, we don't want to be a one or two win a year team. We want to be a championship contender year after year, and multiple race wins year after year.
Next to Dominic.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts. Four races, four different winners. So in your opinion, do you think we get 16, 17 winners? Do you feel like you need to have another win to feel secure for a playoff spot this year?
Well, technically, we're race two of the real races. So, you know, I don't even know who won Daytona. Byron. Okay, Byron won Daytona. So, I think everyone in the industry knew going into the season, having Daytona and Atlanta back-to-back with the reconfiguration of Atlanta, that nobody knew, or they were going to be possibly two different, unexpected winners. And Byron is definitely not an unexpected winner, and so we're two races in, and it's, you know, I think we're seeing a trend of who's going to be up front, and I don't think that we'll get there this year, and I think the races, you'll see the normal contenders start being up front more often.
Do we have any additional questions for our race winner? Let's go back to Bob Pockris.
You said you felt like the race was going to be different in November. How so?
Just because everyone is going to have so much more development time on this aero package. And, you know, we showed up and the Hendrick cars, they clearly missed it this week, right? And they're not going to miss it in November whenever a championship's on the line and they've had however many races to, you know, get their setup dialed in. So clearly the JGR cars and the Toyota group hit on the setup the best. And you know, we saw that in 2022 whenever Next Gen was first introduced. The Fords, like, smoked everybody this race. So it just takes time with these changes to optimize it. And we're on the winning side of it this time, but the field is going to be, you know, tighter, and I would expect that, you know, the favorites are going to be up front whenever we come back in November.
We'll finish here with Elliot.
Elliot Stern, Sports Talk 805. You said in stage two when you started to stretch out, you could get some clean air and you could maneuver and start moving through the field. So did that give you the confidence that you could do it again when you had to do it again on stage three?
No, it did not.
Was it fun?
Whenever, is it fun? I mean, driving race cars is fun, but it's not very fun in the moment. Like, you know, sitting here right now looking back at it, yeah, it's a lot of fun passing cars and driving through the field. But, you know, I just drove through the field once, and whenever I got put back, I didn't think that there was any way that I could do it again. And as the race progresses, it gets harder and harder to pass for the same development reason. Like, everyone's working on their cars, their balance is getting closer, so it becomes harder to pass later in the race. And I didn't think that there was any way I was going to be able to make it up through there twice.
But you did, and then you just blew their doors off.
I drove a rocket ship today, that's for sure. And it's a credit to my car, not me.
Christopher, congratulations on the win, and good luck next week at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Don't pick me next week, Bob. He didn't even hear me.